said that really funny.
Give me some fun that isn't trouble. Give me some words that don't mean something double. Give me a job that doesn't wear me down to the
tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
To love as long as I can.
Welcome back to your favorite way to start your Monday, or the best way to start your Monday, whatever you want to call it. I'm hoping it's your favorite, maybe, fingers crossed, with Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. It is Monday, September 8th, which the fact we're already over a week in September is disgusting. Like, what? Hey, time is flying. It's Monday, week two of semester one. Crazy things. What I just had playing was Leith Ross with Stay. I absolutely, like, I hate saying obsessed. Like, it's not what I want to say, but I'm obsessed with this song. She collaborated with Dijon on it for some of the, like, guitar and stuff like that, and you can really tell, but I've been listening to it on repeat since it came out, and I make, like, playlists of each month, so, like, I have a August playlist, I had a July one, I'm doing my September one, so it's, like, the songs I listen to the most throughout the month, and it's definitely, like, the number one on that playlist. I'm not quite as committed to the playlist as I was last year, where I would, like, put in a song every single day, so I have a playlist of 365 songs, and I can sort of date the song based on what was happening. Like, I know on Christmas Eve I put a Christmas song, and then there were other ones, like my birthday, I think I just put, like, the Happy Birthday Stevie Wonder song, so I knew it was my birthday, and I can, like, sort of figure out when in the year a song, or I listen to a song. I didn't do it this year because that was really intense, and then I'd forget, and I would look back on my Spotify and be like, okay, like, I know I listened to this song so much on, I don't know, August 10th, so I have to put this song in, but it was a big commitment. But my 2024 to 2025 is all compiled on a playlist on Spotify, and it's all the music I listened to consistently that year is on it. I have not revisited it since the new year. Now that it's almost a whole year later since I finished that playlist, but I have not revisited it. Maybe I should. But I do really like this song. That was a total tangent. I'm so sorry. But that was basically me saying that I haven't stopped listening to this song since it came out, and I'm really excited for her new album. I think it comes out maybe end of this month or beginning of October. I can't remember the exact date. I need to have, like, a list. I'm gonna start making a notes app list of all the new releases and, like, the dates, so then I can have a countdown, because I need something, like, exciting and fun to look forward to. Anyway, before that it was Hallie Stars with 2000 Berlin, and then it was Getting Old by Vicky Gilmore. I should have known, because it was, like, Gilmore Girls, which is, for a lot of people my age, a fall staple. Not as much me. I'm thinking my fall show that I'm going to start watching is, or rewatching, is either Twin Peaks, or I want to start rewatching, I don't know whoever watched this. This might, like, date me to being 21. There was a sort of more adult version, not adult, but, like, teenage tween version of Scooby-Doo called Mystery Incorporated, and I was, like, obsessed with it when it came out, and I watched it with my dad, and I think that might be a fall show on rotation. I don't know what else. I'm trying to think. Twin Peaks, Mystery Incorporated. I know. To prepare for the reboot, Buffy. I need to start rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because that, like, I think it shaped me. It's one of the shows that shaped me into who I am today, I believe. I always wanted to be Willow. I think she was always so cool. Like, okay, witch. Like, yes, please. And her clothes were always really, really cool and stuff like that. I don't know what else. I'm trying to think of fall shows. Guys, if you think of fall shows and you want to, like, give a rec, DM my Instagram. You can DM my actual radio show Instagram, which is I'll Try Anything Once program, because I'm trying to think of other fall shows I could start watching. I've never watched The X-Files. I need to watch The X-Files, but that feels like not fall. So I think probably by this time next week I will have started either Twin Peaks or Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This is the second time I've mentioned Twin Peaks on this show in, like, an hour and a half, so I think you guys know I'm a fan. Anyway, I've again talked too much about myself, and I need to start talking about the music, but I think this is a good introduction into the way I operate. What I have up next is Fair Game by Samia. I went and saw her in, I think it was May. Yeah, it was May. It was the weekend after my birthday. And like, it was such an amazing concert. And the opener, Rafaela, I think is releasing an album soon. She also just got married, like, in her backyard, which I've been, like, ogling at over Instagram, not to be, like, parasocial about it. And then what I have after that is Safe in the World by Wolf Alice, which is new from their new album, which came out, I think, like, mid-August. I can't remember the exact date. I need, like, a calendar. Anyway, enough about me. We're getting back to music. Bye!
Fair game when I light up. It's a hot night and I'm a sunbug. I got no shortage of brilliance if you can catch me in a clear cup. Gloves off when you swell up. It's a hot night and I'm a drill bug. Even up in the shadow box, the blood's mine or the blood's lost. You can go outside on a hot night and clap, but you won't get your blood back. You can go outside on a hot night and clap, but you
cab from the station. The streets were dressed in fear. A world I hadn't seen, but hurt was here. Still I felt safe in the world, knowing you were there. Meet me in the park, and we'll sit on walls and talk until the day gets dark. And the red lights of our bikes may rip my heart. Never really sure if what is safe, but here we are. Just dip.
Welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
I'm girl if you give it to me. A gallery of dead roses from 1980. Oh, the necrophilia at altar. Pray to Glastonbury. Now it's all gone under. They make the rockumentary about smashing of ancient taboos. They thought would set them free.
You better believe it's just the way you get by. Moving along till I can reach that high. Don't take me backwards. Loop that sky, give me some traction. And way to go like. You better believe it's just the way.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am Kate Bassett. I am here every Monday from 8 to 10. I also have a show if you want to hear more of my exciting thoughts and my super wonderful voice. You can also tune in Wednesdays at 4 p.m. for I'll Try Anything Once, where I do like a bunch of different genres. Well, like a different genre each week. I've done a bunch, like shoegaze, dream pop, whatever you can think of. It'll be there. You can also follow the Instagram. It's I'll Try Anything Once program. I'm going to stop plugging myself because that feels a little like, look at me, look at me. And I don't want to do that. What I just had playing was Twin with Godlike. And then before it was Chinese Restaurant by Radio Free Alice, and they're Australian, so Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi, right? And another Australian, it was I Hate This Tune by Royal Otis off their new album, Hickey. I really liked the album. I think it was great. And then before that, it was Safe in the World by Wolf Alice, also off their new album. So a bunch of new music, which is huge and exciting, and I think there's been some awesome, awesome releases. Like Blood Orange's new release was also fantastic. And he had a couple songs. Like there was one featuring Caroline Polachuk, which was super cool. And I think his production is just like Dev Hines' production is insane. And like I can't describe it. Like I think it's beautiful and amazing and so, so sick. I've got like 3 songs left. So hopefully everyone's awake. You've had your coffee or 4 coffees or 5, depending on how much caffeine you need, or tea if you're a tea drinker. Can't say I am. Or like I was saying earlier, some people, including myself, will sometimes start their mornings off with a nice cold Coke Zero. I know, great artificial flavorings, xylitol, stevia, great way to start my morning. But whatever you've had, I hope you've had enough to get the morning going for this beautiful, beautiful Monday. A little chilly, like I was saying earlier. I needed a coat when I went out, which is like scary. It's already September and it's like September weather. Oh my God, what the heck? When did that happen? Anyway, what I have up next is No Better Now by Water From Your Eyes, which is another one like similar to the Leith Ross song I was saying, where it's definitely on my September playlist, and it's been on repeat. It's been spinning on repeat. And then after that, it is Styrofoam from the band Orange, which they are new release and Canadian, so double whammy. And then also another new release and Canadian with Strider by Chic Chameleon. Kind of an insane name for a band, but like lit as like so sick, like so cool. I really want to start a band and like name it something crazy like that. I don't know. I don't have any ideas right now, but I think it'd be cool to name them like something totally crazy and like it's almost like a drag name, but not a drag name where you can do fun puns and stuff like that. But obviously I don't have a band, so that's not gonna happen. I'm good at talking about music, not so much playing it, so no band for me. Anyway, that's like all I have for this morning, so maybe have another coffee, have another tea, have another Coke Zero, or whatever you use to wake up in the morning. I'll see you guys, or you'll hear from me next Monday. Turn around and I'm no better.
myself up.